Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Ann Merkel, and I want to welcome all of you to today's autoimmune coaching and energy therapy support call. And I want to welcome all the people who have just joined us for the first time on the live call as well as in the series of recordings. So we're going to do a little bit of review for some of you, but we're going to get right into a topic that is definitely something that affects all of us in many aspects of our life. So please bear with me. This is kind of coming at autoimmune from a different direction than we've talked about so far, but it's somewhat related to some of the other specific topics that we've talked about. So you probably know, because you or someone you love or you know is suffering from autoimmune, but this is actually a hidden epidemic of pain and suffering. And did you know that autoimmune affects 24 million Americans, and that's not even looking beyond our borders, but affects 24 million Americans, but receives only 5.4% of the National Institute of Health's budget to study its potential causes. So right now, a lot of autoimmune conditions are not diagnosable because each body is totally unique. So the only way something can be labeled is if it really looks like a lot of other cases, then they probably have a name for it. And maybe they have a new test for it. And it can go, oh yeah, you weren't making it up. It's not in your head. Yes, it is. It is something that we need to pay attention to. And guess what? You've got autoimmune. Well, you know, if your body was beating up on itself and you saw symptoms and you felt horrible and nobody else could diagnose it, you probably knew that before you took the fancy test anyway. Okay. Autoimmune issues come in so many forms and types, and just a few of them are rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease or colitis, diabetes, hypothyroidism, psoriasis, any kind of skin lesions that just kind of appear out of nowhere, like hives or eczema, or I already mentioned psoriasis, and so many, many more things. And they're all categorized as autoimmune. And basically, we think of all these conditions as being separate, but they're really just one big disease with different symptoms or different colors. And that depends on your age, your sex, your genes, your unique body, because only you have all of the specifics of your body. Nobody else can really compare 100% to your case. Autoimmune diseases affect our bodies at almost every level. And some affect the nervous system, like autism and some forms of depression. Others affect our joints and muscles, our skin, our endocrine glands, our hearts, and it goes beyond that. There are over 100 different autoimmune diseases that are actually categorized as an autoimmune condition. And anyone living with one of these conditions, and I'm sure I'm speaking to the choir here, I will tell you it has a huge impact on your quality of life, on your plans for the future, on how you approach each day and your dreams and your goals. And so that's why it's so important to understand what you can do to help yourself and to support your body to heal itself. Now, I think most of you have probably heard of the kind of relatively new emerging science or aspect of medicine, and it's called the functional medicine. And there are functional medical practitioners, and a lot of them are medical doctors, but they've been trained to look out of the box. They've been trained beyond regular medical school to look into nutrition, to look into the body-mind connection, to look beyond just what drug will mask these symptoms, and to actually go looking for the cause of what is the root of why the body is doing what it's doing. So a lot of conventional doctors really are ignorant as to what is available to them because they have been trained in a typical way. And it's just the emerging more holistic MDs and practitioners, the functional medical people that go beyond the discipline of traditional medical doctor that can look at the whole person and say, okay, we need to sit down and talk to you about your lifestyle, about your childhood, about your birth, about your parents, about your worries, your fears, your relationships now, about what was going on when you started seeing symptoms. What are you putting in your body? What are you ingesting? Or what are you breathing? What are you washing yourself in? What lotions are you using? What are you eating? What kind of diet are you on? What supplements? What medications? You've got to have that whole picture. What levels of stress do you find in your daily life? Do you like your job? Are you working? Are you not working? Are your finances worrisome to you? Are you supported sufficiently? The whole picture is what a functional medical practitioner or a naturopath or another kind of health and wellness practitioner will look for, because there's something that has caused your body to start beating up on itself. And that's what happens in autoimmune. And when we look at the root causes of the autoimmune disease, which oftentimes are, they could be microbes, environmental toxins, allergens, stress, poor diet. And by removing your root causes to support your body's optimal functioning through the diet and the lifestyle and de-stressing, you can recover from autoimmune conditions. Now, you know, a lot of practitioners may have the tests. They may be able to diagnose, but they still come up and they say, well, sorry, but you just have this, and we don't have a way to heal you. Well, it has really, you know, that just means we can mask your issues. We can lessen the pain sometimes, sometimes not. We can suppress your immune system so it doesn't beat up on your body, but then you're susceptible to anything that pops by, and you could really get sick and die because then you don't have an immune system to protect yourself. So, and generally the strong medications that seem to take away a lot of the symptoms of autoimmune conditions also have horrible side effects. One case I was working with was with a cancer survivor who had already healed her own fibromyalgia, you know, maybe 30 years prior. And she came to me for a horrible rheumatoid arthritis. But the thing that she really wanted to do was to get off this horrible medicine that she was on that was supposed to take away the pain. It was supposed to give her energy back and help her to think clearly. But the first side effect was cancer. And, you know, 30 or 40 years earlier, she'd already had radical mastectomy. So what's wrong with this picture? So anyway, and another thing about it was she was still taking pain relievers, ibuprofen and various across-the-counter drugs for the pain. So she had more energy, but she was not really getting that much satisfaction from this powerful drug on controlling her pain. So that's just one horror story that I've heard from many, many patients and clients. So what a lot of people kind of come away from doctors with is a feeling that they've got a life sentence to suffering. Well, I've got chronic fatigue, or I've got rheumatoid arthritis, or I have these skin issues, psoriasis or hives or whatever. And they've told me that I just have to go home and live with them. And so this life sentence of suffering is something that a lot of people just start to lose hope. And actually, I would say you may have a life sentence when you have autoimmune, but it is not a life sentence of suffering and pain. Let's change that way we look at it. And while we talk about this, I'd like you to start to do a little meridian tapping. And a very good place to start is either the side of the hand between the base of the little finger and the beginning of the wrist. And that can be either hand. You could tap against your knee, against the table, against, you know, you can take your fingers from the other hand and tap against your hand, or you could tap both hands together. Or you can tap what I call the heart center, and that's where you put your index finger right in the middle of your upper chest, right over the thymus point. And the thymus is the organ that is kind of in charge of your immune system. So you want to get the attention of your immune system if it's doing things against your body. You want to talk to it. You want to get its attention and say, hey, guy, you know, let's kind of rearrange what you're doing here and get you back in focus. Then put your middle finger right where a woman's cleavage would be and the other two fingers directly below that, spread out between your breasts. So you have all four fingers spread out, starting with the index finger over the thymus point, and you're tapping right there vertically on your sternum, right up and down on your breastbone. Okay, so instead of thinking of this as a life sentence of suffering and pain and the unknown and it's never going to go away and I'm always going to have some symptom and some suffering and the doctors don't know how to help me and there's support groups that are going to talk about how we can't be helped and we have to live with it for the rest of our lives. Instead, I'd like you to think of this is your introduction and your invitation to a new life. And it is a life sentence, but it's an opportunity for a life sentence of awareness and conscious living. This is your wake-up call. The final straw has hit the camel's back and the camel has fallen down from the weight. Your body is beating up on itself for some reason. So now it's time to become aware of why your body may be broken down and hurting itself, and to consciously create a new lifestyle for yourself so that you can get well. I know this because I've gotten well, and most of my life, when I'm conscious and I'm living in the way that I know my body likes me to live, I am totally pain-free. I am athletic. I look a lot younger than my age, and I have a lot of stamina and energy and pep, and that is what everybody can have, no matter what your age or what your diagnosis from somebody. You can have your health and vitality back. So functional medicine practices around the country and around the world are helping countless patients to recover from autoimmune disease. So you might want to think about seeking out a functional MD that actually practices functional medicine, or you know, they may be known as a holistic MD. It might be a naturopath. It might be somebody that supports an MD, like an herbalist or a chiropractor or somebody that kind of comes in from a whole different area. But the approach, no matter what kind of person you're using, and it can be your own detective work, but the approach of finding and removing these triggers, these root causes of your condition, things such as your emotional stress from past trauma, or just daily stress, stress from your lifestyle, or hidden microbes, bacteria, things that have come into the body, but maybe the immune system's not quite recognizing them, and they've triggered the immune system to go against its own tissue. Toxins, allergens, other things that cause your body to be out of balance. And when you identify these things and then support the body's function with nutrients, herbs, and positive input such as probiotics and raw foods and the right balance of foods, then you're not only approaching the cutting edge of medicine, but you are bound to get well. So in my own case, I know that I've been being bad over the years, having already healed from chronic fatigue and horrible fibromyalgia, where I wasted a year of my life. I've kind of gotten into bad habits occasionally. My partner loves to eat things that really were not on the diet that was best for me, so I went back into eating what he loved and what I really loved too, but kind of being sloppy. So I realized that I was starting to get colitis, and I was starting to have more aches and pains, developing more allergies, and not feeling really up to par, getting more kind of arthritic kinds of symptoms. And so I went to my local health food store, and they all know me, and I said, what is the best, healthiest, I don't care what it costs, intestinal cleanse that you can recommend? And my symptoms had become horrible bloating, horrible cramps, inability to digest, diarrhea versus being constipated. My system was way out of whack. So the month-long herbal cleanse that I had helped me so much. And I just kept eating, but I started to clean up my act. But the herbs helped to rebalance, helped to cleanse the stuff that was stuck inside my gut. Now, the natural medical approach includes several different steps, and I've talked about some of these on past calls, but I've never really listed it this way. The first one is to use your food as your medicine and to know exactly what foods are best for your body. You've heard me talk about letting go of gluten, and if you really want to get into a real clean diet, do away with all grains. Maybe keep rice, but you can make delicious foods and baked goods using nut flours that are just really, really wonderful. I've been testing the paleo cookbooks, and there are some gourmet cookbooks out there with recipes that are just totally wonderful. And so food can be your medicine, but you need to know what your body wants, and it can't be anything that's in a box that's been refined or that it's non-digestible. The second thing is understanding the stress connection that can cause you issues, and that's where energy psychology and energy therapy and what I do comes into playing, because you need to know why your body has broken out in hives or why I told you that this one client had healed her own fibromyalgia, and she knew exactly what the emotional issues were, and she went to bed for several days, kicked everybody out of the house, told them to go travel somewhere, and she got rid of it. But over the years, she's got one major trauma that she cannot face yet, because we've done a major clearing of many different things. But I happen to know that she has one major trauma that she's scared to go into. Another, and when she does, I think that her her rheumatoid arthritis will go away. I have another client with rheumatoid arthritis who went into an issue, and she was here in my office, and I held her and kind of, you know, I had my arms there because when she approached this one traumatic event, she felt like she was going to go into that dark place where you're going to pass out. That's how deep her fear was of that old, old trauma of 50 years earlier. But within 5 minutes, it was gone. And she didn't have to relive it. She didn't even have to tell me the whole story. But she let it go, and she left my office pain-free. Another person with horrible, horrible hives let go of the triggers causing her to have the hives, and she went from having a horrible, bloody body that just was excruciatingly painful and itchy to being totally healed in a month with no lesions. So these things, you know, I totally believe in the mind over matter, and when we are looking at the whole system, we have to look at the whole system. Okay, the third thing is healing your gut. Now, if you've got, no matter why you've got your issues, if you've got the autoimmune symptoms, then your body is trying to let go of toxins, but they're still stuck in you. And so you need some help to cleanse the toxins that may be kind of stuck as sludge in your intestinal tract. And there are some wonderful, there's a 14-day paleo detox program where you lose weight, you rebalance your gut flora, you basically reduce your body fat, you add to your clear thinking and vitality, it helps your skin get healthy and improve, helps you to sleep better, it helps your mood. So many times with autoimmune, not only do we start losing our minds with fuzzy thinking and loss of memory, but then we get depressed and we have really gray or blue thoughts. You know, we just get really blah. And so whether you're looking at a month-long, my cleanse was herbs. This is a 14-day, you use an herbal remedy to create milkshakes for 2 meals a day, and then you have a regular meal. And you only do it for 14 days, and it totally clears out your system. So there are many different wonderful things I could recommend. A couple, if you want to email me separately, we're not going to get into that on today's call. But healing your gut is so important. Joan Borisenko is coming out with a book on the important research about your gut flora and how it absolutely reflects in your outer life, whether you've got autoimmune or you're fighting obesity or whatever it is. The extreme form is that they're starting to do gut flora transplants. As weird as that sounds, it's actually fecal transplants from a skinny person to a fat person to start getting the right organisms in a fat person's gut so it can start cleansing. But you can go on one of these healthy cleanses and it'll do that without needing to go to that dramatic thing. And finally, you've got to support your liver. Your liver is what is the detoxification process in your body, and with it is the gallbladder, the liver, the gallbladder and the spleen and the pancreas also, but you've got the kidneys, bladders, and the gallbladder. So, you know, a good cleanse is going to help all of these organs to let go of the things that are hurting. So that is my little lecture for today. What we're going to focus the energy on is all the resistance that I've just brought up in you as I talk about you having to change your life. You know, if you have to look at different foods, diet, lifestyle, sleep, look back into old traumas and clear them, then there is this usually subconscious, but sometimes it's conscious and you can actually feel it, resistance to change. And no matter what your issue is, there's part of you that you can't even access consciously. It's in your subconscious self that resists change. And that can be partly because you're addicted to your lifestyle. You're addicted to the old stories. You're addicted to the old beliefs. And so as I'm saying this, I want you to continue tapping on your heart center or the side of your hand, which we call the karate chop point. And I just want you to kind of start scanning yourself for any feelings of resistance or, oh, there she goes again. She's talking that I have to get off of grains or I have to get off of gluten or what a pain or I have to eat more raw vegetables and fruit or I can't eat at fast food restaurants anymore, even though a bunch of them are now advertising that they're cleaning up their oils and they're taking the plastic out of their buns and all these terrible things that they've been selling to the masses for all these years. They're finally saying, oh, well, you know, gee, our clientele's waking up. They want healthy, natural foods. So maybe we need to take the toxins out and tell them about it. Well, that's the beginning, and it's wonderful that they're beginning. But still, think about your own resistance. It may be that you need to put yourself first, and you haven't been doing that. It may be that you have to look for additional practitioners beyond a traditional doctor that's told you there is no cure. Because believe me, there are cures. Your body doesn't know how to be sick. Your body knows how to rebalance. However, if it's totally toxed out and you keep burdening it with more toxins, whether those are emotions or pollutants or allergens or, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's just a toxic environment, a toxic workplace or a living situation or personal relationship, whatever it is, your body's having trouble rebalancing or you wouldn't be having symptoms. So once you identify what it is that's causing your body to be out of balance, then it can rebalance. And then it can get well. So, what we're going to do today is we're going to focus on clearing resistance to change. And this particular tapping sequence can be used for any aspect of your life. Because whether you want to change your relationship or change how you approach daily exercise or change your diet or change who you hang out with or change, you know, whatever it is, or just change your attitude and start to believe that yes, there is a chance that you can let go of the symptoms and you can get well. Whatever it is in your life that you feel any resistance about, that you feel that, gosh, it's going to be hard to change, or it's going to be a hassle, or it's more work for me, or I don't really know if it's going to work or not. Why should I put the effort into it? Anything like that, you can use this tapping sequence to clear. But right now, what I'd like you to do is look at some aspect of your life that you think is involved with your condition. It could be the diagnosis and the doctor saying there's no cure. It could be that you know you eat a lot of refined grains, a lot of flours, a lot of baked goods, a lot of gluten, and maybe you eat a lot of dairy. Either one of those can be poisonous if you already have an autoimmune issue. Look at what has happened in your life and what was going on around the time the symptoms started appearing, or maybe 6 months to a year before that. Did you have a trauma? Did you have a deep, heartfelt loss? Did you have any sense of shame or guilt or lack of worthiness? Look back, because only you know. I've told you before, you need to be the detective. No outside person can tell you what you know to be true about your life and your reactions to life. Okay, so identify something that you don't want to think about, you don't want to approach, you don't want to bring up, you don't want to tell anybody the story because it hurts too much, or you don't want to change this aspect of your life, but you really know it's causing you a lot of stress, or you know that this diet makes you ache and it gives you pain regularly, and yet you really don't want to let go of it because you like the flavors, you like how it feels when you're eating it, but the results make you have symptoms for days afterwards. Whatever it is, I want you to focus on that. Just think about it and breathe it out. Focus on that resistance and that fear of letting it go. Maybe it was a way that you have made yourself feel better. Maybe it has been a way that you've rewarded yourself. Certain things that you've eaten or a certain life habit that you've had. Maybe you've used it as a reward or something special for yourself. And you just can't face letting it go. Maybe it's a person in your life that you've been afraid to let go of, but you know they're toxic. Maybe it's a job and you really are scared to let go of the income or the security, but you know it's killing you. Whatever it is, just breathe it out. We're not going to let it go right now, but we are going to let go of your resistance. We're going to neutralize the resistance so then you can make some clear decisions about whether it's good or bad, and you won't have this fear, this emotional connection, this addiction to whatever it is that won't allow you to let it go. Okay, so I just want you to feel and identify one thing. Don't look at everything in your life that's got to change, but just look at one big hurdle, one big thing right now. And just breathe it out. And see if you feel that anywhere in your body physically as you're thinking about that resistance. And if you do, put one hand over that body part and the other hand across your forehead right above your eyebrows. And just hold that circuit there and feel the feelings of resistance. It's hardened for me to change. It takes a lot of energy to change. I'm afraid to change. Even though change may be good for me, I still feel this resistance. Just breathe out the resistance. And if that sensation in your body moves, then I want you to move your hand to another location, but keep the hand on your forehead. If you don't feel it in your body, keep tapping at the heart center or the side of your hand. Just breathe it out. Okay. So now let's go to the side of the hand, right at the base of the little finger, above the wrist, and tap on that karate chop point. And you can repeat after me, but make sure you're muted by either hitting the mute button on your phone or hitting *6 to mute yourself. Okay, and you can change the words to be specific to the issue that you know or the resistance that you're recognizing right now. So even though I know I'm afraid to let go of this in my life. I deeply and completely accept myself. So even though I'm afraid to change, I deeply and completely accept that this is human nature. So even though I know I have this block and this emotional fear about making this change in my life, I deeply and completely accept and love myself. And I choose to better show myself that I love myself. And one of the best ways to show myself that I love myself is to let go of this fear and this inner resistance to change. I choose to be conscious and aware of how I'm hurting myself. I choose to be conscious and aware of this fear that's blocking me from changing. I choose to let go of this inner resistance so I can make clear decisions for my well-being. So even though I have some resistance to making changes, I know that letting go of this resistance is my first step to helping myself heal. It's perfectly logical that I let go of this fear and this inner resistance. It's good for me to let go of this inner fear and resistance. And I choose to love myself and let go of this inner fear and resistance. Okay, so now let's go to the eyebrow point, and this is right above the nose on the hair of each side of each eyebrow where the eyebrows begin. So actually tap right there on the eyebrows. I'm impatient to get well. I've been looking for the magic pill. And I realize that it takes more than that magic pill, which only masks the symptoms. I choose to really get well. I choose to support the body to rebalance and heal. And I choose to let go of this inner resistance to change. I want results, and so change is required. And I have the ability to let go of this fear of changing. I can let it go. I can let it go. Okay, let's go to the end of the eyes, and that's where I always say Cleopatra draws her long eyeliner and tap right on the rim or the edge of the eye socket bone. Okay. I really resent that I have to change. I resent that I feel so much resistance. I resent that I can't just keep doing what I've been doing and still get well. I feel upset that Anne is telling me I need to make some changes. I feel resentment that anybody is telling me that I need to make some changes. I just want to get well and move on with my life. I resent that it's going to take more energy than I already am giving out to make these changes. Okay, let's go under the eyes, and this will be still on the edge of the eye socket rim, but right under the iris and the pupil. Just gently tap there under your eyes. I can't take on anything else. I'm already too stressed. I'm afraid of taking on another project. I'm afraid of needing to change some habit or something that I do in my life. I'm afraid to focus on these emotional issues that I know may be causing me to be sick. I'm afraid to ask for help because I might have to do things that are scary. I'm afraid to let go of some of my beliefs because they have served me well in the past. I'm afraid to let go of my health practitioner and look for somebody else. I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm afraid of changing what I eat. I like what I eat, even if my body doesn't. I'm afraid to let go of my denial. It might prove them right. I'm afraid to make these changes. I've got enough change already in my life. I've got enough pain and suffering, and I'm exhausted already. Change may exhaust me more. I'm afraid of putting more energy into this being sick. I just can't take on anymore. And yes, I feel that resistance, and it just feels so heavy. It's just really hard for me to get beyond that inner fear and resistance. But I choose to breathe it out and start to let it go. Okay, so now let's go, and I want you to take your index finger and put it horizontally across above your upper lip, and then your middle finger below that across the upper part of your chin just below your lower lip. So you're tapping above and below your lips. I want you to just feel any resistance that comes up while you're tapping there. Think back to any guilt that you have, that maybe somebody's told you that you're partly responsible for how you feel or what's going on. Or maybe you know that you've been eating wrong or not exercising enough or doing something that is bothering you. If that's the case and you feel guilty, just let that go. Just breathe it out. There's no place for guilt. And if you have any beliefs that are old stuck beliefs, maybe you're not feeling good about those beliefs, just let them go. Maybe when you look at this inner resistance, you say, why can't I let go of it? What a silly person I am. Or you're judging yourself. Well, if there's any self-judgment, breathe that out. Let it go. Just let it go. Okay, let's go to what's called the collarbone points now. Base of the neck, there's a little hole. Go about an inch below that and an inch out on either side. And you can tap on one side at the top of your rib cage with your thumb and then tap the other side with your fingertips. And you are actually tapping right under your collarbones on close to the center, close to your sternum, but you're kind of tapping on your ribs there, just below your collarbones. So I want you to feel that fear and feel that resistance and breathe it out. Only you know where that comes from. Let it go. Breathe it out. Only you know how long you've been holding on to that fear of change. What are you afraid of? Think about that. What are you afraid will happen when you make this change or when you change? Are you afraid you'll lose something or somebody? Are you afraid it's going to be too much of a hassle? Are you afraid that your quality of life is going to change? I mean, if you've got autoimmune, it can only get worse if you don't do something about it. So, you know, you're already losing your quality of life. So can it get worse? That may be a fear. But let's focus specifically on your fear of making changes so you can get well, so you can feel good again, so you can recreate that life of your desires without having, your body attacking itself without feeling exhausted or having skin lesions or aches or pains or not being able to breathe or not being able to digest. You can let go of this. What are you afraid of? Go into that fear and just breathe it out while you're tapping here on these collarbone points. Just let go of the fear. It's natural to fear making any changes. It's natural to feel fear of the unknown. It's okay to be afraid. Acknowledge that and breathe it out. Just let it go. It's not something that's logical. It's in your deep subconscious. Could be you inherited this fear of letting go of an idea, a lifestyle, a way of eating, a way of thinking. You might have learned it from your parents or your grandparents. Maybe they had a trauma and there's part of you that's afraid that what happened to them is going to happen to you. So you're trying to control your environment. You're holding on tight and you just don't want to do anything to rock the boat. And letting go of this fear might save your life. Might give you years of quality life that otherwise you may not have. So just breathe out the resistance so that you can be neutral and make wise, clear decisions about any changes that you're going to choose to make in your life. When we have fear holding us back, then we can't make logical, clear decisions. So clear out that fear and that resistance. Okay, now let's go down to the points under the arm. And this is under the arm, but it's not the armpit. It's below that. It's kind of equal, even with the breasts. So just tap there. You can do it what I call monkey style, or you can cross over. Just tap there and repeat, I deserve to be fearless. I deserve to choose to make changes if I want. I deserve to be able to make unemotional, easy decisions. I deserve to support my body to heal itself. And I choose to let go of this fear and resistance that I've been feeling. I choose to give myself permission now to make the right changes for my well-being. I choose now to support my health and well-being. I choose now to let go of this fear and resistance that's holding me back. If necessary, I choose to know why I've got this resistance so that I can let it go. It's okay for me to let go of this fear and resistance now. I love myself. And I deserve to be free of this fear and resistance. Okay, so now let's go to the top of the head and just take all 10 of your fingertips and just tap around on top of your head. And some places may be sensitive and some places not. Just tap around and feel a sense of gratitude that you have a body that knows how to rebalance. I am grateful that there is hope for my body to heal itself. I am grateful that I have some opportunities to make some positive changes to help my body. I am grateful that there are many, many, many people out there every day getting well from these symptoms that I feel in my body. And I am grateful that there are natural ways to get well that will do positive things as my body rebalances. I am grateful that I have an opportunity to heal this condition. And I am grateful that I can let go of this fear and resistance to change. And so it is. Okay. So you can stop tapping and just breathe out any of the energetic ash. Literally feel yourself letting go and breathing out that old fear, that old resistance, and breathe in freedom and opportunity. And breathe out that old resistance, that fear that's been holding you back. Just let it go. There are wonderful new opportunities right around you now. Breathe those in. Breathe in that freedom to choose and to make your life different and make your health different. And breathe out that inner resistance that you've just cleared. Let it go. And now take a big drink of water. So I want to remind you that for the next 24 hours, your meridian system in your body will be recalibrating, and it takes 24 hours to do that. You may have some dreams. You may have some flashbacks. You may have memories that you haven't thought of for ages. You may run into people that give you information, or I start attracting articles or written materials that tell you information on how to support yourself, how to move forward in the area that you've just cleared this inner resistance. If every unique case attracts what you need in your own way. You may meet a new practitioner. You may have a friend that has a recommendation of information or a lifestyle or a cleanse or a practitioner or something that can help you. Whatever it is, be open to it and pay attention. And if you still feel some resistance, you can use this tapping sequence over and over again. And if you know that you cleared one aspect of the resistance and the fear, but you know you've got some more, then use this to clear a different fearful, resisting aspect each time you use the tapping sequence. And just let it all go so you are totally free to make really wise and clear and unemotional choices. And you don't get sucked into making choices based on fear that are so limited. And another good way of cleansing, if your body doesn't have painful lesions on the outside that wouldn't allow this, I highly recommend Epsom salt bath. That's a wonderful way to continue cleansing and help your body to detox. And for a lot of people, even with hives and psoriasis and eczema, that can be very, very soothing. And for some people, it's not a real good idea, so you get to choose. But for everybody else, I highly recommend it. And take good care of yourself for the next 24 hours, because you do need to let those meridians recalibrate. And so drink lots and lots and lots of water, because your energy system is going to dump toxins into your physical system, and it's going to support your physical system to continue letting go of toxins. And you need to let those toxins get breathed out and urinated out, and you need to drink the water. So are there any questions or comments before I end today's recording? If you've got something you'd like to share or ask, feel free to unmute yourself by hitting your mute button or hitting *6. Any questions or comments? Okay. Well, I don't hear anybody, so maybe you're still in a quiet place and you're still working on letting go of the next aspect. So did somebody just unmute?
I did, okay. But I don't really have much to say. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you all again, all of you live on the call. Thank you for bringing your energy here to this mastermind. And all the rest of you, I wish you the best. And if you have any questions or comments or you want to work one-on-one, please contact me. And there's a lot of information on my Facebook page that is constantly there. I've got articles, I've got recordings, lots of information there. If you want to go to facebook.com/Ariela, that's A-R-I-E-L-A dot group, G-R-O-U-P, Ariela group, then you can just like that page and you'll automatically get all that information. So thank you. And I look forward to having you on next month's call. And next month's session will be on March 12th, 2014. So thank you, and we'll hear you on the next call. Bye.